This is Tiffany the Last. I'm outside the soda bar with
Jonathan Berlin of Sun Bears.
You just did your long road trip all the way from Florida?
Yeah, we did. Well, we did the road trip about, I guess it was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
But yeah, you know. Now we're heading back towards Florida.
So any great adventures?
When we were trying to make our way up to Seattle, the mountains on I-5 on the way up there were... We didn't think we were going to make it to our shows up there. And so, you know, I'm from Florida. I don't drive on ice or anything like that. So I was really nervous that we were going to try and traverse the mountains with the snow and the ice and get, like, chains and all that stuff for our tires. But it ended up working out. We didn't have to do it.
And then you made it back down.
And then we made it back down. Back down was easy, actually. On the way up, there was still, like, some packed snow and slush and stuff. And so... The traction light in our car was like freaking out while we were driving over that part, and I was like, "Shit, we were gonna go over the edge, we were gonna die." But we made it.
You released your album, "You Will Live Forever."
Yeah.
Just in November.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the running theme of love, giving love a try. Why do you think it's so hard for people just to really just focus on that and really give it 100%? You know, we've all got that. They're going, "Oh, no, forget it." You know, the cynical side. So what is it?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that, actually. I think we live in a cynical world. And even things that we enjoy, like humor and stuff, are most often very cynical. So I think just so much of our lives is wrapped around that sort of sarcastic kind of negative, even in humor when people are being funny and stuff. And it was something that I started thinking about a few years ago when I was... playing keyboards for a friend's band, and I was on tour with them, and they had this rule about, while they're on tour, they have this rule about, okay, no being sarcastic to each other. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it was really difficult for me to just to reel it in and not make any weird sarcastic flippant jokes, because it's kind of, you know, it is kind of negative. And so I think that, you know, it's just so embedded in what in our everyday lives, and so I think it's hard to get away from it. And I've heard weird things, like people will wear bracelets, and they'll do things like if when they catch themselves being negative or being mean or being sarcastic to someone or something, they'll flip the bracelet and put it on their other wrist. It's like this game that they try to do to themselves to try and not be mean. But that's a weird thing. But So anyways, yeah, I mean, I just think it's difficult, and there you go, that's it.
All the bloggers and publicity people, you know, they compare you to the Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the biggest difference?
I have to admit, I mean, growing up, my favorite bands were like The Beatles, Queen, Beach Boys, Ben Folds 5, and The Flaming Lips. Those were like my five favorite bands. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by them, and I love them. They're one of my favorite bands still to this day. I think when people see the live show and they see, like, a rock band that is singing sort of alternative pop songs, they just automatically go to Flaming Lips. And I don't know, it's not that the Flaming Lips are the only ones doing that, because I've seen, you go see any band now and there's projection and balloons or confetti or whatever. And but I think the Flaming Lips probably just do it the best, and so that's where everyone's brain goes. I think we definitely drink from the same well. I would say that we're both kind of in a sort of positive rock sort of place, and so there's that comparison too. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still sing about some depressing things at the same time. And yeah, I mean, but, you know, they have a lot of bands that play with them, too, that are kind of in the Flaming Lips vein. Like, you know, they have they had Sean Lennon opening up for them, and that's sort of in the same vein. Or MGMT or any of those kinds of bands, mm-hmm. you know. And there is a whole slew of bands that are sort of in that sort of posy rock, life is good sort of sort of genre. So, and I love that genre. So if I'm somehow getting associated with it, I guess I'm going to take it as a compliment because, you know, I love that shit.
Good. So what's going to be next for you guys?
Well, you know, we're going to tour for a while and summer's coming up, so there's going to be some festivals.
Which ones?
Nothing. Mostly like regional stuff around Florida. There's, what's the name of it? It's called, I can't remember the name of it. We're still like booking them all.
Uh-huh, cool.
It's called like Hidden Play or Hidden Stages or something. It's in Alabama. It's like the Birmingham sort of South By thing. We're actually not doing South By this year because I'm having a baby in March.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm going to be home, for, you know, a couple months while that's going on. And then, you know, just always doing more and more stuff. And we've been working on this album for so long. I feel like I'm ready to record another one, even though this one just came out. So I don't know. I have all these ideas of doing an EP like as soon as I can, or there's a lot of bands in Jacksonville like Black Kids and gospel music, and then I have a lot of other friends that that live around the country, and I've thought about doing some collaborations with them or something. I don't know, but just keep writing and doing what we're doing until it seems like it's a bad idea.
And do you do your own visuals?
Yeah, we do. I do all the visuals.
Awesome.
It's just sort of something I messed around with for a long time. I'm not very good at it, but it's something that I like to do. So
I love that spinning spearmint candy.
Oh, the spinning spearmint candy. Yeah, it's kind of funny because I don't know if my head is still in the spinning spearmint candy place anymore, but. But yeah, it's
so
funny.
So what's that place?
Well, you know, that is from the last album, and I was really going for just turning the dial all the way to 10. It's just like Happy Town, the entire album, and so what's more happy than like candy spinning on the screen or whatever? We did do a Yo Gabba Gabba song.
So your child's going to be lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Kid, daddy's already did that.
Now I have even more of an incentive to do, to try and get and play with them and stuff. Because, you know, hey, I've got the kid now. Like, yeah. It really matters now, you know.
We're piratepods.com. Could you give us your best pirate impression?
Pirate?
Impression.
Oh, you know, I want to try and think of something other than like batten down the hatches or shiver me timbers or something. You're going to walk the plank. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah.